most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Dina Martinez.
And I'm Greg Potter. Are we
on this lovely February 5th?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You're hilarious.
I'm ridiculous.
So
I pulled a Dina tonight at dinner a little bit ago, everybody. Just so you know, I have guacamole on my shirt.
And I love how we're referring that to that as being pulling a Dina.
Pulling it.
Because apparently
Dina drops shit on her boobs all the time.
And it's not just my boobs. It's everywhere. It's
usually
horrible.
Your left boob, actually.
Is it really? I don't pay attention, I guess. But yay, it's my boob. My best friend used to do that. Her boobs are like seriously the size of my head with a lot of hair.
With a lot of hair.
You know what I mean? Like,
her boobs
aren't hairy, but when I have a big hair on, it's like that, you know? So... Hi, Greg.
Hi.
You just got in from Wisconsin again.
Just a few hours ago. Yes, I went home to visit with my family and see my nephew, who is not even a month old yet. And basically, I tried stealing him, but it didn't work out very well. I'm kind of sad about it. But but it was a great weekend. Fast, really fast. I left you on, what, Thursday afternoon?
Yes.
I got gay-bashed by Thompson Flowers in Wisconsin, Dells, Wisconsin. I got into town and I wanted to surprise my mom with flowers, so I went there and I told them what I wanted, and they're like, no, we should really try this. I'm like, I want simple and classic, and they still insisted on me going with this bullshit weed in the middle of the floral arrangement.
Bullshit weed.
Bullshit weed. So I said, no, this is what I want. I'm going to go get baked goods to bring, stop by her work with, and then come back and pick up the flowers. I get back, and she did not listen to me at all. And so I'm like, you know, I asked you for this. I was very polite. I even after you suggested it, I said, no, thank you for your suggestion. And I went on. And now I'm like, I'm now going to have to take these out. And she's like, well, you people don't know everything about decorating.
What she said, fuck? She said, you people don't
and
know
I'm like,
everything
by,
about decorating.
Exactly. And I'm like, by you people, do you mean us consumers, us people patronizing your store, making sure that you stay in business, coming here to buy flower arrangements and fresh plants in the spring for our gardens? You bitch. Anyway,
well,
then she found out who my grandma was, and then last night, Dell and I were joking on how we could have Thompson Flowers shut down in 3 weeks. My grandma will blacklist, put them on a blacklist.
I think I'm mostly appalled at that because, you know, when I go into a restaurant and I say, okay, I really want this sandwich without onions, and they say, well, it tastes so much better with onions. Well, I don't want onions. I want it without onions. But, you know, I'm sure if you try it with onions, you'll really love it. I'm saying is I know what I like, and I don't want onions, okay? And then if my sandwich came out with onions, you people don't know all about food. What do you mean? Trannies? Fat people? Uh-uh. That's all I'm saying.
I don't even know, really. Trannies, fat people.
What? Customers?
So, what did you do this weekend? I have no clue what happened to you. Because all I know is you went to work on Friday when you weren't supposed to. But besides that, what trouble did you cause this weekend?
Trouble? None. None at all. I just worked my ass off all weekend because we've got this big thing on Monday, which is tomorrow. Thank God it's almost over. And I went to, okay, I'm going to have to read this because it was really amusing to me. If that's okay with all of you, I'm going to read something. So I go.
Everyone who opposes, raise your hand.
Say I.
Well, fuck you.
So my comment was on Facebook, because you guys can follow everything I do on Facebook pretty much. Like, if you don't know what's going on with me, you can look at Facebook and you will be able to find out real quickly. But so I was sitting at a coffee shop, one of our favorite coffee shops. It's a beautiful day after the rain kind of subsided yesterday. It was gorgeous. It just got really clear. It was warm. It was beautiful. So I went to just right across from the Scientology Celebrity Center, which is the Bourgeois Pig, which is one of our favorite hangouts places to go to work. So there's the Upright Cabaret there. And it always, first of all, has a million people in it. It seems like the rest of the surroundings, other than that one block, are completely desolate. But you get to that block, and there's like 5 million people.
Completely. Always there's that line. And they always have something to get signed.
I know. and they don't line. They don't queue up. They stand all over the place so that no one can really get through. So...
especially a tranny with a big purse.
And an umbrella.
And an umbrella.
Because, you know, I didn't know for sure if it was going to rain. So I'm sitting
so
at the...
so prepared.
So I know, right? So I go into the Bourgeois Pig, and it's so busy. Like, all the seats up front are totally, totally just taken. Everybody's sitting there working on their little screenplays and shit, which I get. So I go up, and I'm like, okay, I would like a coffee, and hopefully there'll be a space in the back. So I'm like, okay, cool. So it's nice outside. I get in the back. I finally find a table. There's nobody there. I'm like, yes. But it's kind of weird because it's dark. So my comment was, I'm at the Pig. It's packed and dark in the back. It reminds me of a dirty gay bar with just coffee. And oh, no gays. Okay, four gays and a tranny. So my friends are like, gorgeous. And I was like, I feel like fresh fish. And these boys are gorge. Well, in this light. So the comment back was, it's all good light. It's all about good lighting. Which explains my 7.5 watt bulbs in my apartment. And I'm like, well chosen, mommy. It's very black lighty and I love it. So one of my friends, Dave Thompson, he goes, from the Pig to an airport bar in snowstorm, you see life in script form, don't you, hun? I love it. Because he was obviously an avid follower during the time that I was in Las Vegas. And that whole bar incident where I was like, oh my God. It was so insane. And so, yes, I do. And it was just really funny. And it's funnier when you read it and you're experiencing it, I guess. And then I started writing my comments back in script form. Interior, a coffee shop with black lights. A transsexual sits at a table intensely focused on her laptop, only raising her head occasionally to cruise the boys and satisfy the caffeine twitch. And he's all laughing my ass off. And I'm like, pan to patron across the room. A handsome man with a steaming cup of coffee stares at the transsexual, licking his lips occasionally for effect, and feigns reading the paper. So I got really inspired and I started my screenplay.
You're hilarious.
Are you kidding me? That's what it took to really start me focusing on my screenplay again. Yay!
Yay! You're just so funny.
Not a classic anecdote.
Dina got a new hairdo.
I do.
This weekend.
I went to the salon.
She got this new hair that frames her face amazingly. And she like kept giving me the negatives to it. And I was like, shut the fuck up, bitch. You look good.
It's my first lace front wig. So I may not be wearing it properly, but I'm really excited about it. And I did have to say that it was a wig because, you know, most people wouldn't realize. That
they
it's
wouldn't.
Not my real hair, except for it's too shiny. But yeah, so I think I've fallen in love with lace front wigs.
Well, I have a few places to thank from Friday night. I didn't get booked anywhere on Friday in Madison, Wisconsin.
So you have people to thank for not getting
to
booked?
To thank. Well, no, shut up. Because I still had an impromptu pub crawl. So I definitely want to thank...
impromptu pub crawl.
Thank Sue Getchen and Alfredo Teuschler at the new... brewery pub out where the old Houlihan's used to be. We had a great time. You guys did a magnificent place job with that place. And then the Argus, Shamrock, and Plan B downtown. I got some t-shirts given away. Some people stopped by to say hi. It was good. Danced, drank. Yeah, got a little too drunk.
A little too drunk.
And then my brother left me sitting at Borders for 2 hours yesterday. Getting into a fight with the lady. Like,
your brother was in a fight with the lady?
No, I was in a fight with the lady because I needed to plug my computer in because he was 2 hours late.
Was it a lady that said, you people don't know anything about plugs?
We don't.
I'm like, honey, I know everything about plugs.
Oh, speaking of you people and not knowing anything about construction, I finished Augustine Burroughs' book this weekend, the new one, the Christmas one, because I said so, or better not. Fuck whatever the hell it is. I can't think. The Christmas Story one?
Sounds like a good book.
Hilarious. It was. Anyway, that's what I got.
Awesome.
So I, last night we were playing cards with my family and watching the Wanda Sykes show. You said you've seen an episode of it, right?
Yes, I
it's
have.
It's so good.
The day that I saw it, I wasn't real crazy about it, but I love her. So I didn't, maybe it was just an off day for me. And the translation that it gave me.
Okay. Well, and then they've got the Freebies. That's her band. And they just sing any song that comes to their mind at that moment. I think they just basically drink. And then the tranny just starts singing. That's what she does.
I'm like, I didn't sing anything.
So, yeah. I loved it. Oh. And it was funny watching my stepdad, watching. Because she made fun of... She made fun of the commercial that they took off the gay dating service commercial. She made fun of it. And it was funny to sit there and watch my stepfather get kind of uncomfortable because two men were kissing on the television. And I'm like, oh.
So they showed it.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. I still haven't even looked it up, but I know it's online somewhere because.
I'll post to my Facebook. How about in just 2 minutes?
Yay. Guys, let me introduce our. Tell them about the show today, Greg.
What a great idea.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Will you allow me this? I'm just asking.
She acts like I have like a collar and a leash around her.
Do you remember
her.
That time when you told me to say, Mommy, may I? Mommy, may I?
I hate you. Tell our listeners about the show.
So today we have... Ari Gold, who will be calling in at about 9 minutes. Yes, I said 9 minutes. So I'm really excited. He's gorgeous. It's really fun. He does a lot for charity, too. I'm really excited about talking
if
to him
you,
about
yeah,
this.
If you look on arigold.com and look underneath his charities, he's got so many that he contributes to and works with. And it's just amazing to see that. From someone who's so attractive.
I know.
You're like, ooh, hot people can do his charity work, too. Not just Angelina Jolie.
It's true. But we also have Naoko Mori, who is star of stage and screen and TV, and I'm so excited. She was in Absolutely Fabulous. She was in Torchwood, and she's got a new show on BBC. Well, a new, movie, made-for-TV movie on BBC coming out soon called... I don't know what the actual title is, but it's about John Lennon and Yoko Ono, and she plays Yoko Ono.
And I'm excited for her to tell her story about living in London and her parents wanting to move back to Japan.
Yes, I've heard it, but I want to hear it again.
I want to hear it out of her mouth.
Yes.
And she just said that she wanted to stay in London, and her dad said, okay. And she's like 15 or 16.
Well, don't tell everybody. I mean, we're gonna talk
about
it.
I want to hear her say it.
Okay, we will. Okay, so you're silly.
I'm silly?
Uh-huh. So... Can I just say thank you to all of our Spain listeners, Spanish listeners in Spain.
Spain listeners.
Our Spain listeners. Because I got a kick out of Facebook post that I got from one of our Spain listeners. Listeners in Spain. He's not Spanish. He lives in Spain. Anyway.
Our Spain Facebook resident. Page was all a Twitter last week, is what Dina's trying to say. From all over the land.
Yes, and so this one of our Facebookers, Sean, he saw. So I'm so excited you're gonna have Jeremy Piven on the show. Wah wah wah. No, Jeremy Piven's not gonna be on. And so I went through this whole thing and then I realized that his character on Entourage is named Ari Gold.
That wasn't the first one, though. I had people asking me this weekend, you got Jeremy Piven on the show. Dolly thought it, too, last
Shut
night.
Up.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Nobody thought to check out his Facebook, Ari Gold Facebook. Not the Jeremy Piven character. Anyway, so I thought it was really amusing, and I'm very excited that has passed us now, and we are on to bigger and better things.
Oh What? Don't even give me that look.
What look?
Okay. Just because I have guacamole on my shirt does not mean that you can abuse me like this. Kanye West, let's talk about him.
Oh, he's a putz.
He is such a tool. He is the definition of a tool. But this week, on Monday, I'm sorry if we're going over some stuff that happened in the beginning of the week. We want to talk about it. And so you're just going to have to listen. And if you don't like it, then call us and tell us to talk about something different.
At 818-602-4929.
Perfect timing.
818-609-8.
602-4929. So on Monday, supposedly, Kanye West got a coach seat on a plane. Whether he bought it or his publicist bought it or his assistant bought it, whomever, it was rumored that he got the seat and then threw a crying fit to get up to first class.
Hissy fit, if you will.
Hissy fit. Well, he has now blogged and denied that that he's dismissed it and blogged it. The state said he can't believe why people would believe this. We saw the AMAs. We saw what you did to Taylor Swift. You are a big baby. You are a tool. So go back to the Cheesecake Factory, order your foo-foo drink with an umbrella in it, and sit the fuck down.
Strawberry creamsicle. He had a strawberry creamsicle. I'm like, that's real gangsta. Which our girl fan with
her apple martini.
And well, she had an apple martini, and she had a single earring of a unicorn. Seriously?
Unicorns are hot these days.
They are so not.
Hot. I'm going to get a tattoo of a unicorn. Call sure us and tell will. Me where I should get the tattoo. Anyway, what else do you have? What?
I'm very excited about Grammy Talk. I really didn't watch them, but yeah.
The performances, which you can get all on YouTube, were phenomenal.
Amazing.
Except for poor Taylor Swift. She was, and reports say that there was something wrong with her ear piece.
There's something wrong with her ear.
But aww. You're going up against, it wasn't just that though with her being flat. She was singing with Stevie Nicks, and don't overpower Stevie Nicks. Don't take her light. You just saw how youthful she was, how youthful Taylor Swift, and how pedantic she was as a new artist. I don't mean to be mean to one of your favorite people, but she was just, you know, and Stevie's just being Stevie Nicks, and Taylor Swift is taking over the entire stage when they're out there as a duet.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, she is the it girl right now, and I think she's an amazing artist. I think she's just growing up. She's a kid. She really is when it comes down to it.
I know. But at least we got Oops, I Did It Again for Britney from her second album.
But we've heard Britney sing poorly, too.
Yes.
So,
oh, I know. Wasn't holding Britney
to
any pedestal there.
In her defense, and in a lot of artists' defense, the monitors that do go in the ear sometimes, you can't hear, or they are... there's a lag time sometimes. So I get it. I get sometimes that there are audio difficulties, you know, but... whatever.
Well, also, though, like I said, her stage presence was, she was jumping around and flaring, and that's fantastic, but you're singing with Stevie Nicks. Like, calm the fuck down.
But she didn't even know who she was, probably, because she's all, I'm 12. I love Stevie. Don't get me wrong. I'm not even trying to knock her, because that bitch tore it out.
If you haven't seen the Grammys, though.
And I did
though,
say tore it out.
Tore it out. If you haven't seen the Grammy performances yet, though, check them out, though. Lady Gaga and Elton John, definitely worth watching. Pink gets some people wet, and it's hilarious, but it's magnificent. And then
magnificent.
Beyonce walks in and takes over the entire Staples Center. It was at the Staples Center, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. Takes over everywhere. Like, it was amazing. And if not, then I'm sorry. I'm a fool.
No, you thought she took over. That's fine. I get it.
You didn't think so?
No, I thought it was an amazing thing. Amazing performance. I love the caliber of performances that we're getting from artists now. They're really, really huge and, you know, very theater and theatrical. And that's the thing I love about Lady Gaga, what she did. Like, it was super, super theatrical. And she took it as, you know, theatrical.
She's definitely forcing the bar up a little bit.
Agreed.
Like her and Adam Lambert. And I'm just excited to see where 2010 goes with music performances.
Yeah.
Speaking of music, Sade's new album comes out on Tuesday.
I'm so excited. No
one is a bigger Sade fan than me. Well, and Melanie Wilson back in Rockford, Illinois.
Have you met every Sade fan?
Yes, I have.
Because I know that Wanda Sykes is pretty, you know, emphatic about her love for the Sade.
So,
her love for the Sade. Yes. I said it. Yes.
Well, I am a soldier for love, and I cannot wait for this damn album.
Well, I can't wait for it either, because I'm like, nobody does a better Come Into My Bedroom and Do Me album besides Barry White. Other than Sade.
Right?
Sade, oh, Sade, whatever. What? That's not even her birth name anyway, but that's fine because I'll call you Sade.
I've got the New York
I'll
Times
call you Sade
right
because I know I don't want nobody calling me by my birth name. So there we go. Ain't nobody knocking. I just got makeup all over the mic.
Okay, what else do you got? Talk to me.
I have. What do I have?
America Ferrera on the cover of Bust.
How
she
hot.
She looks phenomenal. Oh, phenomenal.
Showing off
and
her bust.
And congratulations to her movie that was just at Sundance a couple weeks ago with Ryan and Lindsay. We love you. I don't know
yes,
what that was.
Ryan and Lindsay.
Are we cutting to a song? Is that what
no,
you're...
I don't want to cut to a song because our first guest should be calling in any minute now. So if I say, okay... Really quickly.
Is
then
that
means
okay?
That
and our first guest again would be Ari Gold.
Ari
to
Gold.
Remind you. So, yeah.
I'm very excited. And can I just do a shout out to my friend Max? Max has Maria Papa Petros in today again.
Again?
Again. And he's like, we can get your
friend
question
Max.
In.
Your friend Max.
Did I say my friend Max?
It's okay. It's all about you today. I'm okay with that. I can deal with it.
I'm very happy that you recognize that.
She's got it tattooed on her forehead. It's all about me.
It's all about me, bitches.
So.
Oh. So. So, Max has.
I wish you guys could see, like, from the camera angle that I have of Dina. She's everywhere.
I'm not everywhere. I'm right here in front of the microphone.
Okay. Anyway.
So, I'm going to switch subjects again. I really am excited about lace front wigs. And I've been online and I found like 25 million that I want. So if anybody wants to sponsor my hair, just let me know.
I think that's doable though. It's a possibility to have someone just send you wigs.
I know. Lace front, human hair, Beyonce looking wigs. Because you know what? I'm going to turn it out.
Wigs on top of wigs on top of wigs.
I know. And I'm getting really excited because, you know, it's almost time for, it's almost season for like all the award shows that I can go to without having to try to beg to get a press pass for.
Right? Golden Globes.
Yeah, Golden Globes. Emmys.
All
Thanks.
Of you bitches. Even SAG wouldn't take us. Anyway, we sound like bitter Bettys right now.
Who's
Where
bitter?
The fuck
I'm not
is
bitter.
My phone?
You are serious. He's all about his media.
You turn me into this monster. You turn me into this monster. Can we talk about some stuff that's relevant that actually is news-worthy besides your hair and sponsors?
Well, do you really want to get into that right now and then all of a sudden get a call? I'm just asking.
I'm just asking. Okay, I'll talk about this. Alyssa showed me Paper Heart. The movie Paper Heart, I didn't prepare this at all to talk about it, but it's got, what's his, the cute kid from Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Michael Sella?
Yes, it's.
Cella Sella?
Yeah, whatever. Cialis. It's got him and this female Asian comedian, and she's looking for.
Margaret Cho?
No, this new, very young, anyway, she doesn't believe in love, and she's going around the United States asking people, it's. Documentary-ish, but also...
Do you believe in love?
But you are mocking me right
no,
now.
No, I'm not mocking. I'm
anyway,
just...
and I watched about half of it with Alyssa on Friday night. Really good, what I saw of it. It was just interesting to see
Called
these
paper,
two.
Paper Hearts.
Paper Hearts, I think. I should have prepared it. I didn't think we would have... I didn't think I'd be stopped before I talked about serious stuff.
Oh, my God. So legendary game night.
Yes, game night started again. Thank you, Sarah and Rich. I missed it, though. I'm an ass.
It was really fun. It was really fun. And we learned, I learned how to play the real, the game of real life that some guy in Oregon just kind of makes and sells on the side of the street, apparently. And what I'm picturing is this, like, mountain homeless man who prints off these, like, rollout paper game. It was the funnest game ever. And I'm thinking, it's a paper board. It's not really a board. It's a paper. And then you have rocks. We used rocks, that, you know, as the people pieces. So fun. Such a fun game.
If you'd like to donate to Rich and Sarah so they can use real Mattel Parker Shut Brothers games.
It was a fun, fun, fun item. And, you know, I liked being the hematite with whatever inclusions in it.
Okay.
I have no
Speaking
idea.
Of games, Amazing Chase Catalina, March Woo! 4th and 7th. Some people have not put in their deposits, and I'm not going to name names, but go to digintoit.com. I'm not going to name names. That would be
I'm rude.
I'm
on Chef Blythe Beck.
Chef Blythe Beck.
Just kidding.
And go to digintoit.com, and we need to get those deposits in because I need to finalize on the restaurants. So, anyway, yeah, March 4th through the 7th, there's still some spots open. Email me at greg@dinaandgregshow.com and ask me information if you can't get it all answered at digintoit.com.
Can I tell you that I'm so excited?
For what?
Dr. Mark Warfel.
Can I say that?
Huh? It's not fully, you know, established yet, but he's going to be coming on the show.
That's not what I was going to say.
Oh. My booby?
No, never mind. Just continue with talking about
really,
your breasts.
It's a really hot guy.
If you're just tuning into the Dina and Greg show, it's all about Dina Day here.
Hi, thanks for joining us on Dina Day.
I wish you had a tiara.
So, right now, honey,
crown.
Crown, tell me about it.
Where's Dina? She got stuck in the elevator with her crown. I just left her there. I told her I'd bring her Dunkin' Donuts in the morning.
Somebody jacked her for a crown. She's in the elevator in fetal position, crying in her evening gown. Yes. Yes.
She got guacamole on her evening gown now. I guess it's not very funny. Thank you for humoring me.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh my God. So, Del Shores canceled on us again. I'm telling you this for the first time.
I know. I was like, wait a second.
However, we're still getting a whole group of Sorted Lives people two weeks from today. So I'm really excited about it. And I'm all, well, I could forgive you if we can get Olivia Newton-John in.
Right?
He's like, honey, you're not getting Olivia. I was like, boo!
There's that book. I think I told you about it. It's the book, The Queen of the Oddballs.
Uh-huh. And, you told me about this book.
And she, one of the chapters, the author was a roller skater and fire baton juggler in
fire
the movie.
Baton juggler.
In the movie Xanadu. And she has this whole letter, this chapter is this letter to Olivia Newton-John and how she screwed up her life and she fell in love with one of the other female dancers. And like, and it's this whole story in a letter form to Olivia Newton-John and how the words of Xanadu came into her head and took over. That's my offering to Olivia Newton-John
Xanadu,
in this conversation.
Xanadu.
If Xanadu was to be redone, we could get you a part.
I want it. I would do it. It was on stage. Didn't they do it on stage or something recently?
Yeah.
I was excited about it, but then I never heard about it again. So Cats is coming back.
Everyone
too.
Just picture Dina Martinez in a big blonde wig and on roller skates. Just picture it. Just for
with
a
the
moment.
Little tiny ribbons.
Just for a moment. Tiny ribbons.
You know, they're little tiny ribbons with the long strings from the so what's the big theater? What's that big theater that all the here?
The Pantages?
Yes, Pantages. That's the word I was looking for. So I saw that Cats Cats is in town. Cats.
Yeah.
Memory.
Really? Do you want to go see it?
In the moonlight. Yes, I kind of
not
do.
Not a huge fan of Cats.
I've never seen it, and I sang one of the songs from a recital when I was younger. I'm just saying.
I'm laughing because Dina's not always been Dina.
I was Dina.
Inside, you definitely were Dina.
I'm not even a musical person. That's why I'm really excited about it. It's so weird. You know, that's the one musical that people need to get excited about is Cats.
Why?
I don't know.
Could you
it's
please
just something about grown
hold
people
an argument
wearing,
on this one?
It's just something about grown people, especially grown men, wearing Cats outfits. And, you know, yeah. So guess what? We have our first caller, I think. Our first guest. Hi, you're on the Dina and Greg Show.
Hey, is this Dina?
This is Dina.
It's Ari Gold calling.
Hey, gorgeous.
Hello, Ari Gold.
Hi.
How are you?
I am very well. In cold New York. Happy to be inside.
So it is really cold up there right now, isn't it?
I was just in and I totally understand, Ari. I just got back from Wisconsin and it's freezing. You need a parka for that. I hope you have one.
I actually have a very good winter coat. Thank God. Got a nice hood with a little fur on it. But I prefer to not leave my house at all. Because it's really windy out there, too. So,
just please tell me, Ari, that you also wear your furry Uggs with your furry coat.
I don't own Uggs, no.
Yay! That's what I wanted to hear.
I prefer my gold sneakers. But I actually have some nice furs, too. I have one pizza-friendly fur, which is fake, but it's pretty fantastic. It's very large and pimp daddy-like. And then I have a fur that my dad gave me that was a hand-me-down, which is actually a real fur, which hopefully won't get me, you know, paint throat. No one's going to throw paint or eggs on me when I wear it.
I just envision you just in the place of Samantha Jones in Sex and the City where she gets it on her. And she's like, I'm so happy to be back in New York. Anyway, my first question, I'm just going to dive into this because I've looked and looked and see. I can't find out why. But why is the Cabbage Patch logo on your website?
Why the Cabbage Patch Kid logo on my website? I mean, come on. That's like one of my best claim to fame. I actually have the distinct honor or the honorous distinction of playing this character. I did the voice of a Cabbage Patch Kid. It was actually a girl. She was a tomboy. So I kind of think she was a proto-lesbian. And her name was Sybil Sadie, and I played her on both the Cabbage Patch Kid record called Cabbage Patch Dreams, which I think went platinum, actually, and Cabbage Patch Christmas, and I did it in the Thanksgiving Day parades, and I sang the song that was written by the Chapins, and it was actually a very fun little thing, and I've told this story a million and one times, but it turned out to be a favorite song of Diana Ross because her kids really liked it. And Diana told me that when I sang backup for her when I was a kid. She didn't even know that was my solo or anything, and she was just talking about it. And I was like, that's me! So it's very auspicious beginnings of a gay pop star is when Diana Ross tells you that something you did when you were, like, you know, 12.
That is hilarious.
Something she likes. So.
Truly auspicious.
And the fact that you played, I think your Cabbage Patch character sounds more like a drag queen than a lesbian, though.
No, she was not a drag queen, no. Okay. I say no to that. I love my drag queens, but she was a tomboy. She was all like rough and stuff. Now, drag queens, I did play a character on Gem and the Hologram.
I was about to go there.
Now, but she wasn't really a drag queen. She was like this young Asian Vietnamese Asian girl named Bonnie. But if you want to talk drag queens, you know, Gem and the Hologram's Misfits. Now those are some drag queens.
So what did you have to do to prepare for that part?
Oh, I did a lot of research back then when I was prepubescent. So, you know, I had a what you might say, you know, not like the low and masculine voice I have now, but I had a pretty high voice back before my voice changed, and it was very easy for me to sound and sing like a girl, so there wasn't much preparation I had to do at all for it.
Yeah,
but it was a huge thrill because I was a big fan of the show before they asked me to sing on it, so...
Yeah, I hear puberty is pretty cool. Hopefully I'll go through it someday.
Well, call me. I can give you some, you know, some tips when it happens. I'll take you through it. Anyway, just put on top of that, you know, put on top of puberty being, you know, having your voice change and being useless and a has-been on top of puberty. And that was my adolescent experience, because I was like extremely successful as a kid, and I had that whole child star syndrome, which I've luckily survived and going on my fourth, fifth, sixth comeback. I lose track at this point.
Well, at least they're comebacks and not finale tours, you know, because we've seen many six, well, seven, oh, finale what,
whichever
tours.
You want to call it, comebacks or finale tour, I'll take either, actually. Okay. I am at a chair for those finale tours.
Hello.
if that's what my future holds, I'll be okay with that.
I love it. So we're really excited because to talk to you, because you do a lot of good charity things for the community, and so we're really... What are you working on any charity projects right now, or?
Let's see, what have I done recently? Well, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm a firm believer in, you know, it always strikes me funny when I hear artists or especially pop stars who say that they're not political or they're not interested in politics or that kind of thing. And, you know, it's like we've already learned back in the 70s, maybe even before that, that the personal is political. So whatever we choose to do with our lives and whatever we decide to say in our music is political, whether you think of yourself as that or not. So I'm a firm believer in art as a form of activism, you know, and I've certainly been very vocal and about all of that stuff, and being in a time in which LGBT people are still fighting for their rights, and there's still kids growing up thinking that it's not okay to be gay and all of that stuff, and even adults who still are dealing with the closet and that kind of thing. So, you know, it's still something that I hold very important to my work, and, you know, I'm working on my new album right now, and it's pretty much all written, it's just not all recorded. And I have let a lot of that responsibility go, because it's been like someone, it was like pretty, it's like a heavy burden in a way sometimes to bear, when you feel like you're trying so hard to represent something that isn't there, that hasn't been there, because there really has been such a lack and such a void of artists and voices who speak about the gay experience in the realm of pop music, which is a realm that I love. I've always loved pop music. It's what's been what I listened to from a very early age, and still is. So you know, I, as far as charity goes, you know, I start there, but then of course I try to give back wherever I can, and I work with different organizations, whether it's Live Out Loud or the Ali Forney Center, which helps homeless LGBT youth, and the GMHC, and AMFAR for AIDS research. And so, you know, I always do those type of things and events for them, and try to promote and raise money and awareness as much as I can.
That's awesome.
Do you feel, going back to something you said just a few seconds ago, do you feel that we're on the threshold of maybe a cusp of the entertainment and the music industry going back up to allowing the acceptance of GLBT members, or really being more of a welcome wagon, like with Lady Gaga and Adam Lambert? Do you think that's a trend that's going to keep going, or is it just a momentary thing, do you feel?
Well, I definitely think that they have opened doors, or I like to say, I open the door and Adam Lambert leaps right off into the next room off of that American Idol platform, because you can't, there's nothing like that American Idol platform to get people's attention. you know, it's the biggest thing, and it's just the biggest thing.
It sure is.
Millions and millions and millions of instant fans. So yeah, I mean, I think that's great that what's happening there. It's great to have somebody like Adam come off of something like American Idol and be as visible as he is and be as, you know, unabashed and unbothered, you know, about who he is and what his identity is. But I don't, but even with him, I feel like he's had to deal with a lot of struggles already very early on from the get-go and people's reactions. And, you know, he may not have made all the right choices and he's learning as he's going, I'm sure. But, you know, people's reactions have been very much a testing ground for how people feel. And not everybody is comfortable yet, and the industry is not comfortable yet. And whether the industry is going to take their chances on people who aren't coming from American Idol, you know, it still remains to be seen. But it definitely helps, you know, it definitely helps.
Now, with your... I'm sorry, Dina.
Go ahead.
With your new album, when are you hoping that it is finished and out?
I would love it for it to be finished tomorrow, but considering that most of the songs haven't recorded the vocals yet, that's not very realistic. I'm very impatient with it. You know, it's really... you can't rush the creative process, and right now it's still being done under my own record label, because I've always released everything independently on my own record label, Gold 18 Records. So that means that I have no shows breathing down my neck telling me when the deadline is. But it also means nobody's throwing tons of money to make this record. So, yeah. so it's a process of the business part and the creative part, and you kind of just have to let it happen when it's going to happen. I'm hoping it will come out before next year, I'm definitely. But the first single is done and finished, and I even have a bunch of great remixes for that already. And there's a possibility that song could actually be coming out on another label, which would be other than the song I had that was a hit in Europe. This would really be like the first time that I may put something out that's in conjunction with a record label. So we'll see how that all works. But I'm hoping the single is going to come out by the summertime. That should happen. Even maybe spring or late spring.
Right on. We'll make sure that we know, and we'll play it for you.
Definitely. And everyone can check you out at arigold.com, correct? How else can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter. Please follow me on Twitter. It's Twitter/AriGoldFans. And I post everything there, and I have a Facebook fan page. I think if you go search Ari Gold band page official, it should come up if you can sift through all the entourage Ari Gold to find me.
Just go to Dina and Greg, and you can definitely find him quickly that way.
They're friends. Well, Ari, thank you. We've got two songs. Which one would you like us to play? And we'd like you to bring it in, introduce it, and then we're going to let you go. But thanks for calling. We've got...
You have two songs, and why are you only playing one? I don't understand. What's play happening? One.
We're going to play one now. We're going to play one now. I'm going to have you introduce it, and then we'll play it the other one a little bit later, if that's okay with you.
What songs do you have? I don't even know what songs you have.
Where the Music Takes You and Mr. Mistress. You're darling.
You can play Where the Music Takes You. That's been a fan favorite. And Mr. Mistress is the latest single, the bunch of remixes on iTunes for that. And we all know that one's about, you know, the down low and all of that drama.
Down
I'm
low.
Sure there's been plenty of listeners out there who've had some experiences with some
never,
but go where the music takes you. That's what I'm doing right now with my new album, Going Where the Music Takes Me, and it's been a great journey so far, so I'm very excited for people to hear this new stuff. Definitely a departure, not a departure, but it's a progression, and it's a lot more electro and dance sound. I think people are going to be really excited to hear new stuff, but for now we can hear some of the recent stuff, Where the Music Takes You.
Awesome. Well, Ari, thank you for being a pioneer in the pop gay genre, and we appreciate you calling in tonight.
We will wait with bated breath for this new album. So
Very cool. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. And thanks so much. It was great talking to you.
Thank you.
You
likewise.
Too. Stay warm in New York.
I miss L.A. I want to come to L.A. with the beautiful weather. Get me out of this cold,
and we're
man.
Trying to get back to New York. That's so funny.
When you're here, get your butt in the studio.
What?
When you're here, get your butt in our studio. So we
oh,
can
absolutely.
See
I'll come back for sure in person. It's always awesome. Better.
Well, thanks again, Ari. Have a good night.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, bye. This is Ari Gold with Where the Music Takes You.
Doesn't matter what you do, if you go where the music takes you.
Hey, this is Chris Salvatore. Thank you so much for listening to the Dina and Greg Show. They are sexy bitches.
Hi. Well, ooh, is it me? Can you hear this?
It's been like that all night.
I'm like, oh my God.
God, he's hot.
Hi, he
Chris,
is gorgeous.
Well, both Ari Gold and Chris Salvatore.
Yeah, and they're both gorgeous. Like, that was an awesome song.
I know. It's. I wish all, I had a cocktail in my hand and the dance floor.
I know, right?
And it was surrounded by about 100 gay men shirtless.
Or 100 straight tranny chasers. Oh, Jesus. That is like my trans heaven. Just kidding.
You're ludicrous.
My wedding and being in love and married to a single man for the rest of my life and him worship me with every breath that he takes. That's my trans heaven. Oh, and all the money and the cosmetic surgery that I could ever want. And
Giorgio Armani on speed dial. And Hermes.
And Donatella having cocktails with her. That bitch. She's going to... Okay, well, guess who's calling us?
I don't know.
Hi, Max. Hello.
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 How are you?
Did you say you had a cock in your hand?
I wish I had a cocktail in my hand, but I wouldn't object to the ladder.
Oh, wow. What's up, y'all?
Hey,
not
honey.
Much. How was your week?
That was a great interview you just did with Ari Gold.
It was fun.
It was cool. He's got a great voice.
He does. He's really... God.
Hot. He's
seriously,
really hot.
And he's really been a pioneer in the pop music industry. And for also, the gay, for the gays.
And I just want to add quickly, we were talking, I'm sorry, Max, you're calling in and I'm doing this, but that's I just okay. want to add, if you really want a good reference site for places to send money and volunteer with, his website has an amazing group of charities to work with. So definitely. Anyway, Max, hi, how was your week?
Good. How was yours?
It was fantastic. I just got back from the cold.
I saw. What, did you kidnap your nephew?
I tried.
You tried?
Yeah, it didn't work out, though.
Human trafficking is illegal in the United States of America.
They said, why is this baby in your bag? I'm so upset because I left my camera in Wisconsin, and I get some really great pictures, and one of the pictures is in my parents' house, and there is a Pabst Blue Ribbon light behind me, and it looks like I've got a baby in a bar. And I don't know if you know the reference of Sweet Home Alabama, but you've got a baby in a bar. Anyway, hi, Max.
So, you all are funny. So, I got a psychic for you guys.
We heard, and her name is Dina.
Her name is Dina. So, you guys got to plan it out when you want her on. I've been scouting high and low to get you an in-house psychic.
I love it. I'm so excited.
So, it's going to be fun.
Yes. But we're going to do it in March sure.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Really? Are you kidding me with this shit?
Well, I know that Dina likes to watch men run in little tight pants all around the place.
She does that at the gay bar. Why spend time watching it on Fox or CBS or whatever it was on?
And there's possible interaction, even though I know it will lead to nothing. You know, I can at least flirt with somebody.
Typical athletes.
I know, right?
Who was the halftime show, though? I have no clue.
Who was the halftime show?
Who did the halftime
Who?
Show?
It was The Who.
It was The Who.
And they sang the CSI Miami intro.
Of course they did. Aww.
I'm going to YouTube it right now.
Speaking of which, I watched that last night.
Oh, my God. But it was what it was. But I was really – you guys had a great show tonight, and you got another great second part.
I was going to say, just because you have a show on our second half of our show,
no.
doesn't mean that we're done. Stop trying to steal our listeners.
No, you guys had a great first half of the show.
See, I'm really excited because Naoko Mori is like one of my favorites.
She's in the lobby right now, and we're waiting. I'm going to use it again with bated breath.
With bated breath and panty liners.
And yes. Right? There's a new, by the way, speaking of panties, I'm just going to, there's a new iPhone app that's tasty pasties.
I almost bought pasties.
You should check it out, Max.
In anticipation.
I will check it out.
Even though you don't have an iPhone, actually. You don't.
I don't. I'm T-Mobile, but whatever.
Blackberry.
Yeah. Please.
I set up your plug, but you didn't even take it.
But I'm going to look into your archives tomorrow because I want to hear the second part of your show.
Yay.
Sounds great. And always check out Max and Friends.
Thank you.
Love
you,
hon.
So everyone, go to latalkradio.com because that's where our archives are.
It is.
Yes.
And you know that we're 2 years, you guys? LA Talk Radio?
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
February 4th. All right, have fun. Love y'all.
Bye, Max.
Bye, Max. Bye. Have a good night.
Okay, I'm taking a second to go over some serious stuff.
Okay.
Because we have, like, this week's been so influential with Don't Ask, Don't Tell and everything going on that I just want to bring up. One of the things is just Colin Powell and John McCain debating over over the gays. It's kind of funny. Like, I mean, it's sad too, but it's funny in the retrospect that in a normal day they would have nothing to do with us.
Right. It's so sad. I've been in a cave this week, but I haven't been in a cave enough to find out that in Portland, Oregon, there was a man who tried to set himself on fire, and the police officer tried to put out the fire with pepper spray.
Which is a sad story, but a little...
But it's really kind of funny, too. He shouldn't have set himself on fire, first of all. That was stupid. he bless his heart. God rest his soul. He died in the hospital due to the burns, the injuries that he sustained from setting himself on fire. Not from the pepper spray, because the pepper spray is water-based, and it should have put out the fire, but it would have hurt anyway. But it was kind of funny, but now it just feels like I'm being a bitch.
Well, a couple weeks ago, I was making, kind of not making fun, but I referenced the truck driver who was choking on a chili dog and ran into it. Like, that's, yeah. I'm just as bad. So, okay, Serious Susan's coming out, just for a moment.
Okay.
Just today in the New York Times, there's so much going on in there. They reference same-sex marriage in Mexico City and how it really is a pioneer for the Latin American countries on accepting same-sex marriage and changing from, until this was, they could not even, same-sex couples could not even adopt children. So now that's really moving things and like, next in line is like Argentina and Peru, like working on this. So it's amazing. So check that article out. The gays in the military, the sum was Colin Powell, who opposed allowing gay men and lesbians to serve openly in the military when he was nation's top officer in the 1990s, reversed position, said he supported efforts and the don't ask, don't tell compromise that he helped usher in. In 1993, Powell told President Clinton that gays serving openly would undermine the morale. Since then, attitudes and circumstances have changed. So the fact that he's seen with a different vision, I guess, mm-hmm. the rose-colored mm-hmm. glasses are off, new lights coming in, and John McCain, even though he's being kind of dumb, things are happening, and it's going to... I'm hopeful for it. Speaking of McCain, what?
Oh, no, I was about to comment on that, because you said, it says here that Cindy and Megan...
They're on, if you're paying attention to California television right now, mm-hmm. they're on a campaign that is blatantly saying that, that I can't even read right now, that, where is it? I'm sorry, I lost
that
it.
Same-sex marriage that is hate. Or no, opposition to same-sex marriage is hate.
Is hate. And, I mean, Megan, I love Megan McCain.
Me too.
She is so phenomenal and such a beautiful young woman mm-hmm. that I'm excited to see what she does for this country. But continue.
And it's very lovely to see, because Cindy McCain called Adam Buschka to get her photo, no hate photo, done. Like, it's really lovely to see her mother supporting her and really getting behind the cause and really loving her daughter now. It's very exciting to me. That was one of the big things that I was excited about politically.
But if you want to see Cindy McCain being fun of, check out Sarah Hyland's stuff on YouTube.
Oh, no.
Hilarious. Anyway, but then there's the last thing is just the Week in Review. The article "Smoke the Bigots Out of the Closet." It's just a really good sum of what's been going on this week, and it even ties in what's going on here in California with Proposition 8 and repealing it. So check that out if you get a time. I will on tookpowder.com and my Facebook.
You hate me.
What? Put links. Why do I hate you?
For not reading your blog.
I'm not even worried about that.
Aww.
It's just as soon as I walked in, I asked you a week ago to check
you
out that
did.
One thing. And as soon as I sat in the car, you're like, I got to tell you this. I got to read you this. Anyway, I'm not even worried about it. Look how sad you look.
I feel bad.
Oh, my God.
I'm
going to
read it.
Woman, get over it.
I'm going to read it. I swear.
I want to say congratulations to my grandma's, ready for this, my grandma's boyfriend's daughter. She, in Wisconsin, they have domestic partnership now. She is registered domestic partnership with her lover, wife, whatever you want to call, for almost 20 years. And now they're registered, and they have full benefits, and it's amazing. So that's what I have. Keep just check out my Facebook, Dean and Greg, tookpowder.com. I will keep you all posted because we don't have a lot of time this show.
And so, seriously, I know that we're getting a new website soon. I know it. 6 months later, I know it.
But everything's still on there, even though it's
still there. It may not look the way I want it to look right now.
What we want. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Well,
let's play another song.
We're gonna welcome our next guest in, but I'm gonna play "Mr. Mistress" for you by Ari Gold.
I never knew that you had all these dreams attached to you. I never wanna play your part in any of that drama. See, I can't go back to hiding, and I won't go back to living a lie. Oh no. Please don't call me the next time that she is gone away. No secret rendezvous this Friday or this Saturday. I won't be around the next time you wanna party and play. No way. Play a bit of cover on you. You lie and try to say your dirty little secret ain't true. You're telling me that she's trying to have your baby, but you are more concerned with who I see in Miami. Can you really expect me to act like you're my one and only love?
Hey guys, this is Cortez Alexander, and you are listening to The Dina and Greg Show.
Hi.
Welcome back. I'm Greg Potter.
I'm Dina Martinez.
And
we have our lovely guest in the studio, Naoko Mori.
Hi. I can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything? Okay, this is our issue. We keep having issues with this.
Okay. It's okay.
What did I do? Oh no, did I do something wrong?
What did you do?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Will you do me a favor and go grab Ronan?
Okay.
Because it says podcast station has stopped working, and I hope we're not offline.
Hi.
Oh my God, I'm sorry about this. What, just be online and it's everything, no, and then I'm like, technical difficulties. So how are you?
I'm good. I'm very jet lagged.
I love
very
it.
Very jet lagged. And I'm actually...
We're good?
Oh, hi. Oh, bye.
Sorry, we're having a little bit of issue. I just want to make sure we're that good. We're good. We're good?
I'm having tissues. Well,
okay.
Let's get the show on the road.
So, hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. I was just saying I'm a little bit jet lagged and actually a little bit hungover.
Oh, sweetie. Okay, let's talk about the jet lag first. Where were you just at?
I've just been to... I'm just trying to think. I've been away since, what, end of October? I had to go back to London to film something. And then I went straight to India.
Okay.
To be a good auntie and sister to New Delhi. Then I went to back to London. Then I went to Japan to be a good daughter.
Oh.
See my parents for Christmas and New Year. And then came back to London. And then I came here.
You've been all over. And did you get drunk here in L.A.?
Yes,
or?
Last night. It's really crazy because I only had one drink. But this Freeport thing here, it's literally like a tumbler of gin and a dash of tonic. It's crazy.
Yeah, because they have like specific, you know, pour timers in England.
Yeah. Oh, very, very
specific. I was like, really?
Yeah.
No, I get it. You know, it's great for bar, you know, people, owners,
but
and everything, but...
It really knocked me out. It completely... I mean, I literally had no idea.
She had to lean in on the table and, like, literally.
One drink. I mean, it's ridiculous because in England, I can have, like, 20 drinks and still be able to sort of walk.
She thought, I used to be able to hang.
And now here, I'm like what we call a one-pint screamer or a one-drink screamer. You know, one drink and I'm anyone's. Ridiculous. Very cheap date.
I love it. I'm
jealous.
Yes,
we have a whore here in the studio with us today.
Oh.
It's okay.
She's all great. I come on the show and I get called a whore. Woo!
I'm just, it's a term of endearment. I love
of
you.
Of course. Of course.
Okay.
She's all good.
She's offended. She storms out of the studio.
Oh, should I do that?
No. Okay. I don't want you to.
Cue storm out the studio.
I take that as a compliment.
Okay. Yeah.
So how were your holidays other than
good.
Crazy?
It was kind of crazy. You know, I kind of need a vacation now, I feel like. So I was filming and then sort of kind of did family duties. So I could really do with going somewhere hot. Because what's going on with this weather?
I know.
I came back in like jeans and a t-shirt and it's like freezing.
I know.
And raining.
Mm-hmm.
It's the
so
winter
boom.
In January, though. I love how we get shocked here in California every year. Because the rain comes every year.
It's true, and it gets cold. And for us, cold, you know, since we're not acclimated to it.
Yeah. But actually, it was quite nice today, I guess. It was sunny.
It was kind of sunny-ish.
Ish, yeah. It was. I got off the plane, though, and I was like, hey, it's sunny.
Where were you?
I was playing brother, son, uncle roles.
Oh.
I just have a new nephew, and so I went home to Wisconsin to spend some time with the family.
Is he cute?
Cute. Oh yeah, I'll check my Facebook out. He's so darling. I was trying to steal him back.
Okay, I'll have to look on Facebook. My mother always tells me, don't have an ugly baby, otherwise she's gonna leave.
She's like, I'm never coming to
I feel
ever.
I feel so bad for people with ugly babies. And like, and then they turn into like the center ring of a circus, because people have like, one time I heard a drag queen talking about how their whole family had like a code, and if you heard, oh, cute toes, the entire family would come running to see the ugly baby.
Oh. All of a sudden you hear like carousel music. Dun, 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 dun. My God.
So can you talk about what you're filming? Is it something you
Actually, they just did a press release. I was, it's hilarious. it's for BBC, British Broadcasting. What is it? BBC? British Broadcasting Corporation.
Our company, corporation. Yeah.
Company, carousel. the BBC have been doing a lot of these 90-minute sort of movies for television kind of thing, which they've been getting an amazing cast. Helena Bonham Carter's just done one. Great cast. And I just did a show called Lennon Naked. And surprise, surprise, it's about John Lennon. And I play Ringo Starr.
Right on.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I was going to say John Lennon, but...
John Rennon.
You make a better Ringo.
Yeah. So I just played Cynthia Lennon. No. I just played Yoko Ono, of all people, which was crazy because when my agent called me about it, I actually laughed so much. I nearly put the phone down. Is it because I'm Japanese? That's it, you know.
I thought you were Swedish.
I am, actually. Oh, you told everyone.
I told you to keep that to yourself.
I'm a natural blonde.
Where's my vodka?
Hell. Yeah, exactly. Vodka, that's what it is. Yeah, so they sent me this script, which is fabulous. But I kept saying, look, I don't look anything like her. And the whole point is, it's really more about delving into... It's not like a looky-likey sort of impersonation thing. It's really more about delving into their sort of souls. And and it's incredible. She's had a lot of bad press, I think. I think a lot of people, without even knowing her properly, go, you know, we hate Yoko. She, you know, broke up the Beatles, da-da-da. But actually, having done so much research, she's amazing.
I was going to say...
Amazing.
I don't have any negative thoughts of her, but I
didn't either. I guess because I was really young, I guess, when the Beatles were...
I wasn't born.
Well, I may not have been born either, but...
None of us were born.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I'm 27.
So, well, that's good, though, that you got that perspective and now can share it with the world.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, like, if you look at her artwork and even her... music, which a lot of people think is kind of crazy. I mean, when you think about it, if you put her work, whether it be music or art, in today's society, it would still be kind of avant-garde. And so to put it into perspective, this was 40 years ago.
Right.
So she's way ahead of her time. She's a clever woman. She's so smart and she's dignified. And, you know, John Lennon was quite a handful. You know, he had issues.
Still, the look at her, how stoic she still is.
She's amazing. I really have like a newfound sort of respect for her. Really do. You know, so that was good. And John Lennon is being played by Christopher Eccleston.
Yes.
Yeah, who I've worked with before on a show called Doctor Who. So that was kind of fun to be
working
with.
He's kind of gorgeous.
He's gorgeous.
See, now I'm kicking my butt.
No, he's really gorgeous.
I'm kicking myself in the butt because she's always been like, watch Doctor Who, watch Doctor Who.
Really?
And I've never seen it. And
I'm totally that
Are
geek.
Are you a Doctor Who fan?
Doctor Who, Torchwood.
Really?
Like, seriously, I'm the sci-fi geek that everybody makes fun of.
We love
except
geeks.
Really glamorous.
Yeah, very glamorous, everyone. Very. Too glamorous for this posh light room.
I know. Thank God I work in makeup.
Would you like us to turn the lights off? Would that help?
And it's going to turn into a different kind of show. Yeah. No, he's.
I don't know if you heard. I'm gay. It won't.
What? I'm storming out. Storming out.
And I'm hetero, but I've been thinking about becoming a lesbian.
And I'm asexual, I think.
But
no, Chris Eccleston is amazing.
She said, uh-huh.
He's amazing. He's a great actor too, and he's been in things like 28 Days Later, and he was in that
Jude.
GI. Yes, and a really nice guy too.
Good. That's always nice to hear.
Yeah,
you know, especially living in LA, like. When I lived in Texas, I didn't know anything from, you know, I'm like, oh, the stars. And then I get here and I meet them and they're just normal people. It's been really interesting.
Yeah.
You know, the perspective that you get. And so, especially to see somebody so gorgeous and he's nice.
Yeah.
Yay.
Really nice. Really down to earth. Yeah. Really nice.
So you have quite the resume. You just finished up on Torchwood.
Yes.
And what would you like to share anything about Torchwood?
Well, if you've never seen it before, it's on. I think it's on BBC America.
Yes,
not
it
right
is.
Now. I think there might be some.
It just finished not too long ago, and it's about to start in the summer, I believe.
Right. It's basically
such a geek.
I'm impressed. Torchwood is I guess, kind of a sister show, a spin-off from Doctor Who, which has been going on for yonks, I think. It's been going from, like, the 60s.
Yes. Yonks.
Yonks. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of like a covert underground investigation unit. And everyone kind of goes, oh, it's sci-fi. But actually, it has drama, it's got comedy, so even if you don't like sci-fi, it's a great show. A lot of humor, and it's very pansexual. Is that the right word?
I would agree with that.
And it's BBC, you know, we're very, and it's British, so, we, you know, we're swearing all the time and we're shagging all the time. Can I say that?
Yeah, yes. You can. Yeah. You missed the beginning of the show. I think I've said fuck so many times tonight that it's probably not. Yeah. My mom is putting her head down, wishing that I was was mute.
And her sock on her face, so, bless her heart.
With Torchwood, though, you went to the, I cannot think of the big sci-fi geek convention.
Comic-Con.
And you were mobbed, right?
It was quite crazy.
mobbed.
Well, yeah, the first time we went, it was pretty scary, because everyone had told me, I've been there 2 years now, twice, and everyone had told me how huge it was and big, and my imagination thought huge was like one thing, and then I get there and there's no other word for it. There's like what was it, like 300,000 people, 400,000 people in San Diego. I mean, everything is big in America, but like it really was like,
it's really an amazing phenomenon. I've never been, and I'm not sure I want to go. But I know, I have friends that are like, they plan their whole years around Comic-Con.
Really?
Like, they're, seriously. Like, my friend Danny, he used to work in my office, and for like 3 months ahead of time, he was like, oh my God, we're getting our tickets. Oh my God, I'm so excited. La, la, la. And I'm like, on and on. And then he's like, and I'm going to do this, and this is what I'm going to do first. And it's like your trip, like when you have one day at a theme park.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, we want to do these three things.
Yeah.
Start with those, and then whatever happens, happens.
No.
He's like, I'm starting off with these 10 days. I get to go there the first day when there isn't a lot of people there. And I'm just like, oh my God, that's so hilarious. So yeah. I'm not that big of a geek.
No. No, you're intermediate to advanced. But my friend's boyfriend came last year I went, and he sat down. He was muttering to himself, which was hilarious. But he had a what do you call it, highlighter pen, and was kind of negotiating through the whole program what he would do. 5 minutes, you know, after this one I'm gonna go here, but I only have 3 minutes and I have to run across a conference. Highlighter pen,
totally calculating each and time step that it would take to get to the next location.
This is my agenda.
It's great.
Please tell me they give you great security.
But it's a huge thing now. It's kind of like a red carpet, and they had huge stars, and you know, but
I almost went just for one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even remember now which one I wanted to see mostly, but that was the only. Yeah. There was like
that
one
was
thing
a great
I was like,
story.
Oh, David Tennant was there last year.
Yes. And he snogged John. They had a bit of a snog on stage, I
Shut
think.
Up.
Yeah.
John Barrowman?
John Barrowman and.
Shut up.
David.
God bless it. And
it's
I
on
didn't,
YouTube.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm all, she's like,
heavens to Betsy.
So I have to go to a Torchwood episode.
Okay.
And I can't even remember the name of the episode, okay. But it was when you guys went into the past, and it was
okay.
Kiss and the
oh, the gay kiss. The boy kiss.
The first one.
I believe it was, the episode was called Captain Jack Harkness, I think.
I think that was it. Because he
think,
meets
yeah.
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 That wow. It was a really intense, but beyond it, like, it was a really intense episode.
Yeah.
And you had some really, really serious and poignant parts.
Yeah.
In that episode. And it was just.
It was a great episode. And I actually cried when they did the kiss, you know, it really, and John makes me cry anyway. Like, he's
just
one
looking
of those,
at him.
You know, I don't know if you have a friend, like, if you're kind of feeling down and someone says, you all right? And you're like, and you just end up crying. Or if you want, he's one of these people, like, when I see him and, like, if he cries, I bawl.
My friend that does that to me is estrogen.
And it's days on end. Dima, you got your shot 3 weeks ago. Why are you still bawling? Anyway,
I saw Captain Jack kiss a boy, and then
okay.
Sorry,
Well, we're going to go to, I want to talk about, before we go to Absolutely Fabulous.
Yes.
I want to hear the story from you on how you stayed in London after your family was going to move back to Japan.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
I'm really excited to hear it. You tell it.
Oh, so. Right. About how I ended up being in London.
At yes. such a young age.
Yeah. So.
By yourself.
Yeah. At age 15, which is still young, I
yes.
guess. What basically happened was my father worked for a big Japanese corporation, which meant he was shipped around sort of to different locations.
Shocking, because you're Swedish.
Yes, exactly. And he's Japanese? That doesn't make sense. Am I adopted? Anyway, so I actually moved to New Jersey when I was 3. Because he was posted to New York. And then we went back to Japan when I was like 10. And then we went to England when I was 12. And when I was about 15, he said, "We have to go back to Tokyo. What do you want to do?" And by this stage, I was really into sort of theater and singing and all that kind of stuff. And I remember he had his hands behind his back. When he was asking me this question, I went, well, I think I should stay and do what we call GCSEs and A-levels, which is the college entrance exam, all that kind of stuff. So I said, you know, I think I should stay and go to boarding school or, you know, blah, blah, blah. So he brings his arms around. He's like, okay, here's a checkbook and here's a, you know, a bank statement or whatever. He's like, okay, there's X amount in there. Your school fees are this, da, da, da. Go and find yourself an apartment. Off you go. And I went, aren't you going to put me in a boarding school? You know, he's like, no, they're too expensive. Go and find an apartment. So I remember getting this nasty local newspaper looking for bed sits, like these really cheap apartments. And I went out, age 15, to these really dodgy places looking at like really smelly, dank rooms with people screaming down the corridor because it was cheap. And... my dad came and I said, I think you need to look before I sign the lease, you know, and he came and looked and he was like, okay, that's not happening. You know, there's like gunshots and like druggies. And, but I ended up, yeah, staying behind, age 15. I think he got a lot of flack from relatives and people in Japan saying, how can you leave? You know?
Well, it's quite extraordinary for anybody to, especially at such a young age, to be so, to know what they want. You know,
yeah,
out of their life, mm-hmm. which it seems like you did.
Yeah, yeah. More because I didn't want to study, I think. I don't think I was academically very good, apart from math. I love maths because I'm Japanese and I'm a geek. and computers and stuff. So. But yeah, I think, and having spoken to my father, he's like, well, if he obviously was very worried. I think my mother was even opposed to it. But he said, if I had gone back to Japan, I wouldn't be able to pursue what I wanted to do because we have a very, very strict educational system. Mm-hmm. And he's always wanted to go into the arts, but he couldn't. So he's always wanted us to sort of pursue our dreams. And so my brother is an artist, a painter artist. And my sister used to be in fashion, and so, yeah.
Right. Did you have any other siblings or any relatives still in London when...
No. Oh, everyone was back in Japan.
You have such a setup for a show, like a drama, like get a writer and...
Like that, the next
Because imagine all those little moments that you had
special.
From 15 to 18
yeah.
that no one ever knows that happened to you.
Right.
You know, that you're like, this has happened to me, and I'm 16 years old, and... I've got to deal with this as a 24-year-old, but I'm only 16. You know?
You know what? It's really weird because people ask me, like, it must have been so hard. And in a way, when you have to just do it, you kind of do it. And because you know nothing else kind of thing. And you know, I think I kind of felt like I was a bit of a grown-up at the time. Although, you know, still a child.
And you're probably the most popular with all your friends because they could come over to your house.
But we can start drinking at age 16 in England.
Yeah.
And I think
so. There you go. The flat's full of beer. And
I don't drink beer. I can't do beer.
She's full of vodka.
Yeah,
because you're Swedish.
And tubs of gin,
vodka,
champagne, and vodka.
Let it go. So, what was your big break in television?
Well, my first big break came with a musical called Miss Saigon.
Okay.
Which is actually where I met John for the first time, and we worked together. I was like 16 and a half when I auditioned for that. Yeah, 17. Which is a big Cameron McIntosh musical mm-hmm. written
I
by...
I love Miss Saigon.
Yeah, it's a great show. Great
so
show.
Sad I'm not a musical person.
Oh, what?
I know.
Get out.
Which is,
I know.
Because oh, you, because once we get on Avenue Q, I'm going to go nuts. Oh. So anyway... I did so much work with it in Vegas. Like
you did?
Yeah, and my friend Steve Booth was the lead in Vegas, and then he went to New York and was the understudy.
Oh, that's great. Isn't it a great show?
It's so fantastic.
Great show.
And I've seen bits and pieces of it, and I really like what I saw.
Anyway, talk about Miss Saigon and meeting John.
Anyway, so yeah, Miss Saigon. And then I did my first Ab Fab when I was still doing Miss Saigon.
Oh.
Which was, yeah.
That was a brilliant show.
It really was. I mean, it was so groundbreaking. The sad, the really tragic thing is I really was like 17 at the time, and I had no idea what anything meant, and I kind of didn't get it.
I was going to say, going onto that set as like an adolescent actor, to just get thrown into it with these two women that are completely nuts.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember not getting it. I remember my agent at the time telling me not to do it because Jennifer Saunders is better known, or at the time was really well known as French and Saunders, you know, one half of a very big comedy duo. And my agent was like, don't do it. You know, it never works when one of them goes off and does their own project. Well, I mean, you know, 12 years later, whatever, thingy awards later.
Those things?
Yeah, those big, solid statue things.
Our good friend Ann Walker is dying to know, is there anything that possibly is going to happen as, like, motion picture-wise for any works for FFAB or...
You know, I think it's really funny, because after series two, she said, that's it, no more. So we had this huge rap party saying, no more Ab Fab, great, woo. And then about a year later, I get a phone call, we're doing another series. So after series three, it was like, that's it. I'm not doing any... She was like, I am not doing any more Ab Fab. A year later, we're doing a special. So it kind of went on. And I know they sold the rights to...
Roseanne.
Yeah, Roseanne Barr. Right?
Oh, I knew that.
And that's when Jennifer and...
Joanna.
Were on Roseanne.
Oh, they were.
Because they were on that several times. And I just happened to watch it again.
The last season of Roseanne
on New Year's Eve.
I didn't know that.
Because
it's hilarious.
That's how big of a loser I am.
They spend almost the entire episode in a bathroom. And, like, Patsy's crawling underneath the stall to give Roseanne more liquor. And because they're trying to, it's after, like, Roseanne wins the lotto. And they're trying to get them to donate money to them. It's, yeah, I'm a Roseanne junkie.
Oh, Roseanne was amazing.
And I've seen every episode.
Really?
Absolutely fabulous.
I remember my first, it was supposed to just be like one small guest spot, and I had two words to say. That's it. Yes and yes. That was it. And it was like, no, I mean, yes.
And with that really cute boy too, the one with the motorcycle jacket.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's become really big. He's a
Has
huge
he because
actor.
He's cute.
James.
I was like,
yeah.
Oh.
Wow. What was that? I think
so
that
anyway,
we just went
just,
to
you know,
X-rated show right there.
What are you talking about?
No. He's gone on
Turn
to do a lot of
on.
Comedy. Open this door. It's locked.
So he's doing a lot of live comedy.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of sitcoms and stuff.
Hang on.
Yeah, I forget his last name. James something. But yeah, that was a great show. A little scary, though. A little scary. You know,
as just the first time or every single time that you went
no,
on set with them,
was it completely scripted or was it like, here's the idea, what we're going to go through, and they would take control?
It was pretty much scripted, and then we would rehearse for like a week and then do it in front of a live studio audience, which is when it starts kind of changing and improvising and all that. But there was one episode when we went to the read-through and there was no script. Just like two sheets of paper, and she was like, I haven't written the script yet, because it's only Jennifer who writes it on her own. It's not like a team of 12 writers like America. And she just like scribbled, you know, and Patsy Adina goes shopping and Safi says something and they bicker and argue and then they drink. And then something like that kind of thing, you know.
Maybe they drink. To the first three series.
Yeah, that's it. You know. And she kept forgetting my name. Not my real name, but my character name. And every time it's like, what's your name? I was like, I think it's Sarah. Is it? I know it's Titi Kaka, but what's her real name? It's like, I think it's Sarah. Is that with an H? You know. So it's great fun.
One of your breakthrough parts, though, was in Spice World.
Oh, my God.
I did not even think about that.
I can't believe you know that.
Oh my gosh, I totally...
She's on getting a restraining order tomorrow.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I was just impressed with the depth of the character and the interaction.
I have not seen Spice World in Girls in Ages, or Spice World in Ages. What part is it?
They called me Rice Spice. It was hilarious. Shut up. Yeah, one of the tabloids.
Do you like this? Nicola. Her name was Nicola.
It was.
She was pregnant. It was.
You were pregnant?
Did you IMDb me or something?
No.
You actually knew that without...
I did because it's such a campy, cheesy movie. And it was horrible, but so amazing at the same time that I actually own it.
Oh my goodness.
And
really?
I've watched it on multiple occasions. It's one of those, like, let's get a bunch of people together, eat popcorn, and just be stupid about this whole thing, and then learn the words, and let's just kind of talk along with it. I didn't learn the words yet.
You're a pretty girl.
We're gonna shut up. I'm fabulous.
I cannot believe I actually own. Did I get the residuals for that?
I hope you did.
But out of the
300 that were sold.
301, maybe? I bought 299.
I think I bought a used copy. There's no residuals on that.
I haven't seen that yet. Is it good?
I've never seen it. I just make fun of it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Ditto. So I met you a year ago.
Yes.
And bless your heart, I was drunk by then.
Do you really remember her?
Yes. It was the GLAAD Awards?
Yes.
No. Yeah, it was.
Because I talked your ear off.
No, it was good. It was good.
I'm all, blah, 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 blah. Oh my God, I love you.
And you
had a little bit of fan.
And you had that dress on. I was like, oh, hello.
Oh, it was a cute dress, the red
very,
one.
Very, yeah. Very striking.
I'm getting a really hot dress made for the next one.
That was a fun night. That was the funniest night because I've never seen this ever before in my entire life. You know, they have like portaloos, you know,
yes.
Honey wagons, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Little diddy. Toilet
porta potties.
That's the one. Porta potties.
Porta loos. I love it.
And it's always the women who have to line up. But it that night, like the men's were like, they were like lining up all the way around.
It's so nice when that happens.
And it was just a breeze to get in as a woman that night.
Wait, at the GLAAD Awards, they have porta potties?
Yes.
I'm so confused. Doesn't that facility have? Enough.
Yes, but like, there was a big ball up on top of the parking structure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there was like a billion people there.
That would make sense.
Last year, I was a celebrity wrangler, is what they call it. This year, I'm going to be talent, hopefully.
Oh, wow. What are you going to wear?
They're all, but you can't come to the party afterwards. Just kidding.
What are you going to wear?
Sad thing about it is I'm getting a dress made for an event tomorrow night, and so I'm probably going to wear the same dress.
That's okay.
Two completely different occasions, though. Pretty sure there won't be any cross.
And I'm thinking there's not going to be a lot of pictures there, you know, tomorrow night. So it'll be great for a red
carpet. A different hair, different shoes.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, are you supposed to just like wear an outfit once and that's
pretty much.
Really?
In America, yes.
Okay, because especially if you get pictures taken and you have to go through red carpet because, you know, hi, do you want to be seen in the same outfit? And I wear this shirt enough.
Right.
That I'm kind of nervous about people seeing that too many times.
Hi, look at, you know, look at the Grammys last week.
And I'm not even
multiple times during the performance or during.
And I'm not even making a living doing this yet.
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 The keyword is yet.
Yet.
But I've got to have red carpet savvy.
Yeah. Well, if you're having a dress made, that's fabulous.
I am.
I've never had a dress made. I want to have a dress.
It's fun.
Someone make her a dress.
Damn it.
I sketched it out.
I need my sewing kit right now in a newspaper. Oh, I got a newspaper. Do you like this color?
I like it a lot. I really do. Yeah.
So your sister, what did she do in fashion?
She used to be a buyer for this big fashion house thing. I think.
Fashion house thing.
Do you want to quickly give the number in case anyone wants to call?
If anyone would like to call in, it's 818-602-4929. Once again, that number is 818-602-4929 for live hot girls.
And Greg.
And Greg.
So, okay, so Avenue Q. Let's Avenue talk about that. Q. How much fun did you have doing that show?
I love Avenue Q. I
right into character. That was amazing.
I fell off my sofa when I read when they sent me the book, the script. I was like, it's written for me. There's no one else who can play this part in England. You know, I'm very racist. I'm very un-PC. I'm the first one to take... and make fun of myself. I was going to swear in British English.
Oh, I would have loved that. But then you ruined it.
so yeah, dreams. I mean, all my friends know me for being a little bit un-PC, a bit racist.
I feel which we've is gotten very PG-13 from you, though.
Really?
We have.
But I'm not wearing any clothes, so isn't that sort of all right?
Well, that's just normal for us. We're used to seeing
people watch with their ears, silly.
Oh.
Anyway, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, racism, which is one of the fabulous... Woohoo! Sunday night, racism! Is one of the songs in Avenue Q, Everyone's a Little Bit Racist, which is so true. You know, and it's such a lovely show. And if you've never seen it, please go and see it. Because even if you hate... musicals. I spit just now.
It's the Muppets on steroids, basically.
Yeah, it's like Team America meets Friends meets Sesame Street meets...
The internet's made for porn.
Which, again, is true. And yeah, it's a great, great show. Please go and see it. I think it's still on somewhere. I think there's a tour going around too.
Well, if it comes to LA, I definitely want to see it.
It's such a good show.
I was just kind of excited that Cats is coming back to LA.
Did you hear us talking about
it's
this?
It's so sad. I know.
Ridiculous. But you hate musicals.
I don't hate musicals. I'm just not a big musical person. I haven't really gone to many, and I never did musical theater in high school or college. I did proper theater. You know?
Right. Wait.
And I didn't mean
proper
that to sound...
Proper theater. You have a bunch of actors with you.
No, I didn't mean that to sound... I did non-musical theater.
Right.
Oh, my Lord.
Ibsen, Brecht, Shakespeare.
Okay, maybe Chekhov. Not, you know, classically trained, but I did Shakespeare... for one of my finals in acting.
At least
too.
I think his name was Shakespeare. he left early in the morning.
I'm not a big musical fan per se, actually. You know, I there's certain musicals I like.
Moulin Rouge.
Yeah. You know, and I'm not actually a big sort of what I call tits and teeth musicals. It's not
tits
my
teeth.
Cup of
I'm not
tea.
Really either. I like things like Last 5 years, that's one of my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just stuff that's not tits and teeth.
Yeah.
Tits and teeth.
Like Hello Dolly, Hello Bring It Up, Teeth.
Oh. Now I had to do that when I was doing music classes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course I had to do Hello Dolly when I was
And she was like, but why don't I get to play Dolly?
I know.
So, okay, we've talked about a bunch. Is there anything that you would like to bring up? Or any funny anecdotes? Anything?
No, maybe that omelet from last night is.
You know better to go to IHOP at 3 a.m.
No, well, we nearly went to IHOP, but it wasn't 3 a.m. It was 2:45. And we ended up in Norm's on La Cienega.
Oh, wow. I like Norm's.
Yeah, they do really good coffee in there, by the way. FYI. BTW.
But the IHOP just up the street though is always a wonderful place to be at 3 a.m. You never know what's going to happen there.
Really?
It seriously
last time
is.
I was there, that time I was sitting next to David.
Please say
Spade.
Hasselhoff.
No, David. No,
shut
he
up.
Stopped,
I know.
David Hasselhoff stopped in the place that I work the day before on Thanksgiving Day before he got thrown into rehab. Or whatever you want to call it. But I think it's just a fancy word for it.
He's amazing. He's amazing. David Hasselhoff. I'm getting a little excited about David Hasselhoff. I'm live.
So anyway, yeah. Well, Norm's omelet. Great coffee. Yeah. BTW.
So which IHOP are you talking about? The one on
La Cienega and Santa Monica.
Is there an IHOP?
The little dinky one there that always has so much going on with
it. She knows where it is.
Oh, is that the one across the street from Pally House and all that?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Oh, that's Santa Monica.
I love Pally House.
It was crazy so there last night.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's where you were.
Yeah. It's all.
I don't know what Pally House. What is this place?
It's pretty new, isn't it?
It's yes. I applied for a job there.
It's very nice.
We don't allow trannies to work here. They didn't say that. I'm kidding. They did not say that.
Or is it up on Sunset? Down from Bonnie's Beam.
It's just more towards it's on Holloway.
I'll just open my eyes the next time I'm over there.
That'd be a good idea.
I'll have one less drink so I can take notice of it.
Yeah, it's quite British, isn't it? Pally House. British.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Or is it just like a poor knockoff?
Was it because you were there last night?
No. And they do amazing Sunday roasts there. Roast dinners.
Right on.
I grew up with roasts. I can't handle them.
Really?
Oh, no. Sunday was the day that I always tried to find somewhere else to eat.
Why?
Because my mom always had a roast. Like, it's just ritual.
Like a pot roast.
Yeah, my last name's Potter, so...
Oh, yeah.
You don't get much more English than that.
Well, you don't like
no.
Roast?
It was maybe, yeah, I don't want to say anything because for some reason my mom's listening. She'll be like, you don't like my roast? She knows I don't like it, though.
Really?
So.
Anyway. I just pretend to be a Martinez. I'm actually a Rutherford.
Are you?
Yes.
I love
Doesn't
that.
It sound all
Lady Rutherford.
Lady Rutherford.
It sounds like something from like a Dickens or like a
I can't believe I just
Jane
said that
Austen's.
On the air.
Really?
Yeah.
Rutherford.
Isn't that interesting?
It's fabulous.
I am the hickest little thing you've ever seen. I was raised in a small little country town in Texas.
Our roomie's a Texan out. Too. Yeah.
That was I did my hook'em horns.
So where is your do you have dual residency or dual citizenship in Japan and
Thai citizen?
I have a Japanese passport and
I'm sorry, I just got really personal. Yeah.
Do you want my passport
What's
number?
Your social security number? I'm kidding.
I don't. But yeah, I have a visa here.
Okay.
Which is sad because if I had stayed for another 4.5 months when I was growing up in New Jersey, I would have had my green card. But alas, I haven't.
Then.
Well, I'm not married yet. Wink, wink.
Oh. Mrs. Potter. I can be a Mrs. Potter. Naoko Potter.
It works really well.
I'll change my first name.
But think of all the usage that we could have with that, with our backgrounds, and we would be the best comedy duo ever. Devin Green and Joel Bryan would have to move over because we would take their spots.
Thank you. I'm going to write that down. We're going to do this.
The white boy from Wisconsin and the Japanese girl.
From Sweden.
Yes.
From Sweden. So how long are you in the U.S.?
This time around, I'll be here for at least 3 months, four months. I'm always sort of back and forth. I've been coming back and forth for like 5-6
So you have
now.
This like auto renewal on your visa?
Yeah. It's
just kind of like...
Yeah. Back and forth.
Have you ever been told to turn around? I've had friends that have been like, you can't come back into the country. Like,
really?
Yeah, and they were sent right back. One of my good friends was in Wales.
Uh-huh.
She was there for multiple years.
Was in Wales.
She loved it, though.
Horrible.
She loved it.
Rainy, cold. That's where we did Torchwood. Yeah.
And one time they were like, sorry, you have to go back. And
why?
They put her on a plane, and because her visa was up.
Oh.
Yeah. I do have to say that the accent is so fascinating.
Weird. It's weird, isn't it?
It is.
I know. It sounds kind of weird.
I love it.
I should start speaking like this and go Japanese. Yes?
Yes.
Or something.
Heck, you both could. Yes.
I know. I kind
can't
of dip.
I
don't know where I am, to be honest.
It happens.
I can go terribly British. Is that better?
I know you can.
Oh,
when I first met you, you had a very, very thick American accent. And I was like, wait, I'm confused.
This girl is
I'm constantly confused.
Yeah.
I seem like
See, the thing with me is, like, I tend to pick up on accents really easily.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, if you get me around an Australian, I'm Aussie in a heartbeat.
Oh, that's right. We had this conversation. We were talking about Australian accents, and you were doing it for me. I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And if she's around French people, she'll start speaking French.
Shut up. I wish I did. It was one time. I got drunk and thought I could speak French, but I can't.
Did you just go, oh,
they were, so, well, she got through a little bit, but they were so nice. They were so polite that they just let her keep going for hours.
Plastered.
But you actually speak French.
No. Je parle un peu de français, but very, 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 very little. So little that I can't say very, very, very little. I have to say it in English. In American.
Oh, I'm gonna wet myself.
Do you have anything that you want to say at all? You're so politely.
My friend
here.
Nicole's here,
darling.
She's laughing and smiling.
Well, when should this BBC Yoko Ono?
Naked Lennon. Am I drunk?
Naked Lennon.
Naked Renan. Naked Lennon.
I was like, did I see her?
I think it's. It's going to be out in the spring in England. I think they're hoping to show it here too, but it may be sort of late spring, possibly June. I really don't know. We're the last people to find out anything, really.
And Torchwood is then on DVD.
Is on DVD.
So the seasons that you are in.
Yes.
They are on DVD.
Yes.
How did you hate leaving?
Well...
I'm sorry, they killed her and I didn't like it.
Yeah, but it's okay because I saved the world.
You did?
I did. Thankfully. As you do, you know, on Mondays. You know, it was great. It was a great 2 years. And as far as the character is concerned, I think she really came a full circle. So I didn't disagree with the writers sort of going, you know, it's time.
It's not that you can really do a whole lot of disagreeing with them, though.
Well, you know, I mean, I tried the...
I want my job.
No, but you know, I think it's good. It keeps it sharp. It keeps it how it should be. Sort of, it is a dangerous job being in Torchwood, and you have to have people losing their lives. Otherwise, there's no risk and right. There's no reality. And but yeah, I thought it was a good time to go in a way. Please don't cry. Please don't cry.
I was so sad.
Very messy.
Really, if she cries, you're taking her with you.
To the IHOP.
Yeah. It's, you know, that's going to start next week because my hormone shots do the following.
Ouch.
Oh, please. It's just a needle.
Really?
If I'm going to get stuck, I might as well get stuck by a needle.
Oh.
That sounds dirty. It was meant dirty.
Okay, well... You are such a pleasure. And you're really beautiful. Like, you're gorgeous.
What?
Just so you know.
You need to check your glasses.
No, what? Don't. Do not turn me down when I'm giving you a compliment.
Thank you.
Take the goddamn compliment.
I cannot take compliments. I'm Japanese and Swedish and British. I can't take positive comments.
Well, if it helps, I went to visit my mom while she was at work. And this nice nurse walked by and she introduced me to this nurse, my mom did, and she's like, God, he's a tall drink of water. And I completely became all red. Because, first of all, who says that anymore? And second,
I've never heard that before.
Second, this middle-aged woman is totally hitting on me. Like, she undressed me with her eyes. I'm like, that's nice of you, but this is an awkward situation. So, but you're gorgeous.
Oh my
Thank
God.
You. That's you're so nice of you.
And how can people find you?
Usually sort of rolling around the
IH. And in norms. On the World Wide Web, how can they find you?
You know what? I'm terrible.
Just look her up on Facebook.
She has a fan page that's not run by her on Facebook.
Oh, I know. I saw that. And what's even funnier is a lot of my friends think it's me. So they're saying, hi, it was great to see you the other day or something.
And the moderator or whatever is like, it's not Naoko Mori. I reiterate.
I'm terrible. I've been meaning to do like a web...
Website.
All of it. Yeah. Thank
Facebook.
You.
Facebook.
I'm supposed to be.
Well, you need to get
to
it.
I'm surprised because I took forever to get on Facebook and you're behind me in this. So I feel very comfortable with my location.
I'm terrible. Like, I have, like, a friend of mine who sort of bought a domain name and stuff, and he was going to do everything for me. Actually, Nicole, you can do it for me. And that's been like that for, like, 5 years. And I just, it just, I'm not, you know, I will do it. I will do it.
Nicole will do it.
Nicole will do it. If I take her to Norm's. Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, it was a pleasure having you on. Remember, next week we have Sasha Sackett coming into the studio. He's a hot little gay guy. Mm-hmm. Very excited to have him in. And then the following week we have Sordid Lives cast.
Sordid Lives.
I think we'll do shots. We'll bring a with bottle the Sordid and do Lives shots or with Sasha. Sordid Lives.
Okay. And then also Dr. Warfel, who I want to do my boobs, of the doctor of the Warfel Institute in New York City. He is going to come on the show. I'm so excited. Wow. I don't know when for sure, but I'll tell you guys. I'm trying to get it.
If you haven't sent in your deposit for Amazing Chase Catalina, do so. Check out TookPotter.com, DinaMartinez.com, and us on Facebook.
I'm Dina Martinez.
I'm Greg Potter. Have a good week. Play it.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.